from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can listen to us in Richmond on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go. You can rewind. Download that Odyssey app if you haven't already. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, Mike Locksley. Locks joins us. Terps football coach. We'll be joined by Mike Rizzo shortly.
How was he after? Did anybody see the presser after? Was he like despondent? Or
I didn't see his presser, but I'm pretty sure he was not happy with the result. If I had to guess.
Yeah, I don't think happy would be a word you would use to describe that.
Probably not happy the way things
I need to figure out a weekend I can go to a game.
Check the schedule.
Probably coaching two soccer teams makes it difficult.
I believe the next home date's against Villanova.
They host Villanova next. I only want to go if I'm wine and dine, if I'm spoiled. If you spoil me, I will come.
You will show up. Yes.
I can be
kind of your move
on the field in a Nubs booth with no food, which has happened many times before.
Yeah,
no,
that certainly happened.
That's no fun. All right, I see Mike is on line one. Let me switch over to this mouse right here. Here we go. Hey, Mike.
Mike, by the way, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Sorry for the technical mishap.
That's okay.
No problem. Where are you right now?
I'm at home.
Oh,
getting ready to go to the ballpark.
All right. Okay, gotcha.
What time are you getting to the ballpark before games? Before, 6:30, 7 o'clock games?
I usually get there about 10:30.
It's wow. Do you just walk over there?
No, I used to.
He moved.
We've recently moved to the suburbs.
Yeah,
nice.
Nice. I know the suburb he moved to. It's swanky, too.
Have you had any traffic issues yet?
Yeah, a couple snafus, depending obviously when you go, but it gives you time to meditate before and after the game, I guess.
Mike, do you have a view of the water from your new residence?
I do not. Woods. I have trees.
Okay.
Well, give us.
It's not on the Potomac River.
Give us a little insight, Mike. Just give us one accoutrement or one sort of fancy thing in your house, your new house.
That you didn't have in the
other
house.
That you really love.
That we know his wife did 100% of the decorating.
I'm sure she did it all. But like, what's your most favorite sort of like neat little trick this house has for you?
The basement is probably the coolest, in my opinion, the coolest part of the house. It's it's finished, and it's we've got a foosball table, we've got a shuffleboard table, we got a pool table, all that stuff. So
we got a game room.
His basement.
Cool. We got a man cave.
It sounds like his basement's about 2,500 square feet alone.
Right.
How many TVs you got in the basement?
Just one big one.
One big ass one. Do you have like a
90 inch?
Is it like a media room?
Yeah, it's got the it's got all the comforts of the seating comforts, and it's got a big screen, and it's your typical overblown, overdone man cave.
That's great, man.
Well, you probably don't enjoy it yet. I mean, you're always working. Just the middle, during the season, you can't really enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully the football season will get to get down there and huddle up and watch some football.
Yeah,
Dub Bears.
What was your evaluation of Caleb? He was getting some mixed reviews at best.
Yeah, I thought we won a NFL football game and our quarterback played poorly. So I take that as a positive.
See, he's all about the dub. He's all about, right. Yeah, bottom line.
Mike's always about the dub.
Because he knows rookies sometimes are going to struggle.
Bears got a curly W.
Let's shift over to your rookies. We were talking about Dylan Cruz. He's had moments so far. How would you assess his play so far in the bigs?
I think he's shown his skill set, very clearly. And, it's the consistency that needs improvement, like just about every young player that we've ever had here. But, he's got the skill set and the temperament and the makeup to be a successful, big-time player in the big leagues. And I think he's been terrific in a very short 14, 15 game span. I think he's shown everything he needs to show that he belongs there. And now he has to deal with the consistency angle and the everydayness of this major league season. So it's he's got a lot to learn, scratching the surface, but I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
Mike, do you have a threshold for guys, let's just say position players, where it's like, all right, 500 at bats, I kind of know where he's at, or where he is, 1,000 at bats. Like, is there a threshold where you kind of say, okay, this is who he's going to be? I mean, guys improve, there's no doubt, but is there a certain number that you need, a minimum?
I don't think there is. I think, you've heard me say it a million times, everyone develops that at a different schedule, at a different timetable. Development isn't linear. You're going to have bumps in the road where you look like you're struggling and you come back and be a good player. Some players develop into their third or fourth or fifth season of the big leagues. I think that, when you look at the complete body of work and you see the skill set and the intrinsic things that it takes to be a good big league player, I think that you see a lot of our rookies have those characteristics and traits, and that's the exciting thing for me is that I think that they're talented. We've got a lot of young, talented players that are going to be really good big league players, and I think they're just scratching the surface, and I've seen them get better as the season goes on, which is important.
So one of those young players, and we've talked to you a lot about James Wood, is James Wood, and this is kind of a silly question, but Jason brought this up earlier, and none of us had a great answer for it. His helmet seems to fall off a lot. Have you guys talked to him about that?
He's like, always holding his helmet on running the bases.
Bryce used to fall off all the time too, right?
Yeah. But Bryce let his helmet just go.
Yeah.
He would just let it go.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game that I'm not familiar with. They got all that hair, and the helmet pops off. So, I really can't comment on it. But I know he's got a lot of hair and he's moving really fast on the bases. And those kind of guys, you mentioned Bryce. CJ does the same thing. Those helmets seem to eject all the time when they're running. When he's running fast, first to third, first to home, I like when it comes off because that means he's moving fast and getting on base. So it's a good thing.
So far this season, through 61 games in the bigs, James Woods hit 5 homers, has 12 stolen bases. Shohei Ohtani this year might be the first 50-50 guy to hit 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. What's the ceiling on James Wood?
I'm never going to put a ceiling on him. I think that, he's got unlimited potential and he's, I think he's got potential to be a really good impactful player for us. I'll just leave it at that. I think he's going to be a really good middle of the lineup guy for us. And, he's going to be, guy that impacts the game in a positive manner on all sides of the ball, base running, offense, defense, and in the clubhouse. So I think that we've got a really good special player in our midst, and I think that it's going to be enjoyable to watch him play his career here.
Mike, I was watching the game last night, and Colco was talking about how you guys, I think, tied a record of most guys who've got at least one stolen base. And last time that happened was the 1917 Pirates. obviously over 100 years, you have 23 guys that have at least one stolen base. You guys lead the league in stolen bases as a team, almost 200. I thought that was very interesting. Of 23 different guys, obviously got a lot of speed on the starting lineup, but even guys that you traded for or brought up, those guys are stealing bags too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's part of our DNA this year. You know, we don't have those big power, you know, power bats, so we have to manufacture runs in different ways. You know, we do lead the league in stolen bases, but our base running's got to get better. It's something that we need to improve on. We're going to work. We work really hard on it now during the season, but during spring training, it's going to be a focal point. The small things that turn into big things, and as far as winning and losing baseball games, are you've got to play clean defense. You got to run the bases well. You can't give up outs on the bases and give them extra outs on defense. It was as clear as day last night. When you play a good team like the Atlanta Braves, and you know, you give up, you know, you make errors and give them extra outs, it cost us I think it was 500 runs that Gore gave up. They scored 7 runs with 2 outs after misplay. So although we do lead the league in stolen bases, we have a lot of improvement to do in base running and success rate in stealing bases, and that's going to be a point of emphasis for us for Davey and I to attack in spring training.
Hey, two teams obviously you know a lot about, Braves and Mets, since you see them so much, are currently tied for the third wild card in the National League. We don't want to talk about the game last night. You just described it. We're not going to talk about that. But in your opinion, and they lost Lopez last night after an inning, but their best team pitching in the league is Atlanta. In your opinion, who wins that third wild card out of those two? Who's better?
Wow, that's a good question. Both have really good lineups, a really good starting pitching depth. Atlanta's has been tested, mightily this year with their depth. Lopi going down last night was the first bummer of the night, and the second one was that we lost 12-0. But what a great kid, and what a season he's put together. But I think that what Atlanta's doing with all the injuries that they've had offensively, if you look at that lineup, you've got Acuna out, you've got Riley out at third base, you got the second baseman's out, and they're still a formidable lineup. When you have Lopez and Freed, you know, at the top of that rotation, and Sale, you're looking at a big three-headed monster going into the playoffs. But the Mets lineup is daunting as well. So you have Lindor having a MVP caliber season, and Alonso's always dangerous, and they're putting together good pitching. We've played Atlanta better than we played the Mets this year. We actually, we've won the season series against Atlanta. Mm. We played them very, very well, and the Mets have given us a lot of headaches. I have no dog in the race, so I don't care who wins out of those two.
Right, yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I figured. I just throw it out there. I'm always interested in some of these races. The Orioles and Yankees play a huge 3-game series late September. I think that race comes down to that series. And then Atlanta plays the Mets, I believe, the same week or weekend 3-game series. So that might be decided in that 3-game series. So, all right, Mike, appreciate the time, buddy. Go enjoy your man cave.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Talk to you next week.
All right, pal.
It's Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of your Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Coming up next, we'll talk about what our pal Rick Snyder wrote. Did Dan Quinn have the Commanders ready for week one, or did he fail them?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.